You need to write a word. I know some been with me earlier this morning, but you need to write these words down because you'll miss it. Pioneering, pathfinding, pace setting. Pioneering. We're talking about the spirit of realm now. Open your Bible to Ephesians 4. All right, Lord, I'll do it. Ephesians 4. Pioneering, pathfinding, pace setting. Pioneering is going into territories in the spirit fresh that you have to let the Holy Spirit tell you exactly what to do. The pathfinding, there's some places that the church need to be in, she had not been in. Christians need to understand that they have not understood. Pace setting is that you outrun religion, you outrun tradition, you outrun regular setting, the norm. You bypass the norm. And then this fourth dimension he wants you to know of the apostolic, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. It read the whole, he's going to read the whole thing out to you. Where you are, where you have been, where you should be. The aspect of planting in the spirit realm calling you to be more productive in God. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Will cause you to be more productive in the spirit realm where listen very carefully, the supernatural become a normal lifestyle. Miracles, signs, and wonders, you expect them every step you make. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Come on, son. You expect them every step you make. I looked down there, I saw you. I looked down there, I saw you. All right, I see you. It's $1,000 check. Expecting miracles, expecting signs, expecting wonders, expecting not to live a normal life. In other words, a whole lot of stuff going on this side of the road, you expect to live on the other side. And help everybody you can to get crossed to the right side. Are you following me? You listening? See, a supernatural life is the life that God have designed for his children to live, because he's a supernatural God. We have a supernatural Jesus. We have a supernatural Holy Ghost. We have a supernatural kingdom. And we got a supernatural word sitting in our lap right now. In that book. That book is supernatural. Say supernatural.
Supernatural.
The reason that we've been tormented and have not experienced the life like we should is a lot of time the natural world try to dictate to us how far we can go. And they try to dictate to us that they ain't in control. President Biden is not in control. No president is in control. They are supposed to be instrument that can be used, but if they get out of wax, God know who to put in there. Now, I'm reading these scriptures because in Ephesians 4, so just don't sit there and let me read these scriptures and don't realize where the Lord is aiming to take you this morning to your rightful place in the kingdom. All right? Some things you're not going to get in your life or get out of your life unless you know how to function in miracle. Now watch what I'm going to say next. Miracles, signs, and wonders supposed to be normal in your life. You know what? You're supposed to be praying now 14 hours. See, if you really take it in the spirit realm, you're designed to call things that be not as though they were, because by faith, God has given you a creative voice. When you're functioning properly in the spirit, you function just like him. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
These scriptures will validate the changes that are about to take place in your life.
Yes.
It will not be a normal Christian, a normal church setting. These scriptures, I want you to hear them clearly this morning, if I don't get no further than them, because I keep getting in my spirit how strong these scriptures really are and how violated they have been. It's too much power up here, as per se, in the aspect of minister, and not enough power down there.
Come on, come on.
As if you have to depend on them for everything.
Come on.
No, no, you connected to God, child. You got power. You got power God given to you. Are you understanding this?
Yes, sir.
And so, apostolically and prophetically, this has to be dealt with because it's been set up in the church so long about all the power up here, in essence. No, 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 no. You've been living below your means. Now, watch what these scriptures say, Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 11. And I'm just reading this as a prelude to what I got to preach to get you in a setting where you'll be able to receive the strength of what God wants to say to you this morning. Because I don't have no normal stuff up here this morning. I heard from heaven. Sometime 3 o'clock in the morning, sometime 2 o'clock in the morning. But I heard from heaven. And I really don't want to waste what I got to say today. Because I want somebody on your road to catch it. And if anybody on my road is going to get this, if anybody on my road going to get this, it's going to be me. Because I'm ready to shift. In the 11th verse, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, and some teachers. Now, verse 12, you can say, I'm going to read it, but you can say for the maturing of the saints.
That's right.
And the maturing of the saints. And the maturing of the saints.
Yes,
because God is so wide and so vast that you cannot ever think you're fully matured. You're always maturing.
Yes, sir.
Here's a shout out. I'm about to take your places in a pioneer factor this morning, but if you matured, you ain't gonna go. Because you already know this. And so you can't be taken nowhere else. See? The spirit world is an adventurous world. It just take you places that you've never been before. I guess a word to describe it is soaring. See? Most Christians been flying. Soaring has no level. Soaring is like this. Wow, I never seen that before. See, that's why God won't take it. That would make being a Christian excited. Because God constantly taking you places that you've never been before. Showing you stuff that you've never seen before. Telling you stuff that you never heard before. You spell it F-R-E-S-H. He's a fresh God. Nothing stale, nothing still, nothing level with God. There's no level can identify him. He's for lack of a better word, and I don't know if it's a word, he's unlovable. He's just go on and on and on. And so here's what I'm saying. Here's a word to you. Your life is about to get excited. What do I say? Your life is all that old stale stuff you've been dealing with, you're gonna be excited every day. You'll get up. Every day. Because you're gonna be expecting. Fresh. Everybody up in here started tired of the stale. You're tired of the same old stuff. Yeah, you're tired of it. I don't care. You're tired of it. But when you're in weather and not dressed properly, you got problems. And so God, now God want to dress his children properly. In the spirit. Stop going out without the arm on. Know that you have a combination. Listen, you listening? A shield of favor. Psalm 512. Look at it quickly.
Come on.
Ephesians 6. I think it's 17. You got a shield of faith. A shield of favor, a shield of grace, and a shield of faith. You wear both of them from this day forward. When everything looks like it's going wrong, you hear the voice. But I live a life of favor. So whatever need to be fixed, my God is able to fix it right now. Anybody got help yet? Anybody need something fixed? Because you about to wear an anointing you never seen before. You about to wear an anointing you never heard of. That's why I'm trying to prelude and prepare you for this apostolic anointing that's about to be released in here. You about to wear an anointing that every opposition in your life gonna have to bow on his knee when they see you coming. You're not gonna have to say nothing. Just show up. And they're gonna recognize you know who you are. Tell three people something about to happen in here today. Listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. Tell them my new me is about to be released. Is about to untie everything in my life. All my prayers about to be released today. Oh, I see y'all ain't been praying. All my prayers about to be released.
my confession.
About to be released.
All my praise. All my worship. All the word in me. Every word I've studied.
About to be released today.
I will leave here today wearing a fresh life. My car not going to recognize me. When I get back, my home not going to recognize me. My neighbor not going to know who I am.
Go back to Ephesians. Ephesians 4, sit down. It's a $500 check. I don't know who this is for, but all your mess is going to be straightened out today. Everything that's been messing with you. Are y'all here?
Yeah.
Everything and everybody been messing with you. Gonna be straightened out today. No more mess.
No more mess.
I'm replacing your mess with miracles. Wherever you have mess in your life, it's going to turn into a miracle. I don't care how long you've been there. This morning. Hallelujah. It turned into a miracle. There's a miracle anointing in this house. A supernatural miracle anointing is in this house. Right now, going down your road. Trying to find something you can't handle. Trying to find something you can't do for yourself. I heard him say, your future is brighter than light. Your future is brighter than light. What? Brighter than light. Because it's supernatural. All you will have to say after this morning is, leave me alone. You ain't got no right being touching me. I'm a child of the living God. Leave me alone. Take your hand off of me. Because this morning, y'all writing, I'm giving you a productive voice. A productive voice. You're not going to just speak words now. Your words are going to be productive when you speak. I see some of y'all not excited. If you're not excited, you're not invited. I'll take my invitation back. I said I'll give you a productive voice. If you're not excited, you're not invited. Just keep the same doggone voice you got.
But I'm telling you, thus saith the Lord, your voice will be productive. Whatever you say will come to pass. Because you're up in this house today, and there's a strong anointing in this house. None of your word will return void. Watch what you say. Because you have it today. Wherever Satan's been leaning on you, he just fell. Sickness, disease, anything he's been trying to rob you of, he was leaning on you, he just fell. He shouldn't have never let you got you this morning. Y'all gonna let me prophesy in here this morning? Y'all want a regular service? Go find another church. Ain't nothing regular yet this morning. Verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, Ephesians 4:12, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, where you're supposed to be. But because verse 11 wasn't where it's supposed to be, verse 12 can't be where it's supposed to be. Look what verse 13 says. Till we all come into the unity of the faith, yes, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, yes, unto a perfect man, unto the measure, the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's where you're supposed to be going. You've been going to church 30 years. Verse 14, that we henceforth no more children toss. Your tossing days are over. Matter of fact, I heard the Spirit back it up. Your toiling day is over. Everything that's been heavy on you turned light this morning. You will not toil anymore. That we be henceforth no more children tossed. Oh, man. Back to 13, verse 12, we come to unified, not as the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carrying about with every wind of doctrine. They're trying to make a homosexual doctrine. LGB, all the alphabet and all that stuff. And I'm on two agendas. That's a male and that's a female right there. They don't even look alike. So get the hell on up out of here. The only thing is right, it is written. Whatever in this book is right. Everything else and everybody else wrong. I don't care how many, I don't care what they say. Lord have mercy. A man can't marry no man. Two women can't make no baby. Somebody got it. I'm an apostle swap. I'm going to prophesy up here. Why y'all scared? Deal with your family members. Deal with them if you think you're a gal, and you think to deal with them. Make them prodigals until they feel it. Shut them off. Shut them out. Oh, you can't call that love. Oh, Lord, I got to give him a message. You can't call that love. You can't love wrong. You can't love a person more than you love God. And they're not going to take over. You know why? We are here. I'm a man. And no women in me. Ask my wife. My wife ain't never saw no feminist in me at all. I've been a man all my life. I don't care what color you put on them little bright colors. They don't mean nothing to me. Your little flag.
Hallelujah.
Sure. Verse 14.
Hallelujah.
That we henceforth no more children tossed to and fro and carried by every wind of doctrine. See, that's a doctrine. Lesbianism and homosexuality. And I wasn't supposed to get you, but I didn't know I got to deal with this. But they're trying to create a doctrine. And they're using the Bible.
Come on.
You got to love everybody. That's the doctrine of you. You got to love us. God said love us. No, I don't love you.
Come on.
I'm trying to help you. Sorry, man. Cunning crown, whereby we lie and wait to see. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him and all things. See, you got to speak the truth with the head even crying. I don't care who don't like it. Verse 16, for whom the whole body fit to join together and come back, but that which every joint supplies. Here, that's where you're supposed to be. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making itself increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. Sit down. And you'll see why I'm talking like I'm talking when I give you the subject. Turn to Revelation chapter 5. And the two have not been synchronized, but they're about to be synchronized now. The blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit have never been put in the same place. The blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit never been put in the same place, but they need to be in place now because of what all going on. So we're going to talk about wearing the blood boldness anointing.
Yes, sir.
Wearing the blood boldness anointing. And then right as a footnote there, the blood's sealing anointing. Let the blood seal your anointing. So boldness and sealing of the anointing by the blood. It was the blood that sent the Holy Ghost. The blood had to make preparation for the Holy Ghost to come.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I got any Bible student here?
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost is no powerful than the blood. All right, Lord, I'll jump ahead and give that. Let me give this. My goodness. Six or seven things. Yeah, that's right. Work with me. In Revelation chapter 5, I want you to put in your note 1 through 12.
But I just want to go to verse 12. You got to read the context of a text to really get it. But verse 12, the other 11 verse build up to it. But there are seven things I want you to see in this verse. There's seven ingredients to be added to your anointing.
Yes.
Same with a loud voice. Worthy, thank you. Is the lamb that was slain. Now slain, consist? Talk to me, somebody. Somebody thinking here. Blood. Now, these seven factors should be added to your anointing. The first one is power. But your anointing shouldn't just be powerful. Your anointing, look at the next one. What the next one is? Oh, you're supposed to have riches in your anointing. Wisdom. I'm anointed with wisdom. That's why you have so much boldness, because you see what other people don't see. And I'm going to just tell you the truth. And as people are being like that, you're going to have what others don't have. And it's going to make them mad. But they won't ask you no question how you got it. So you can't help them. So you're telling me riches is part of the anointing? Yes. Jesus said, a thief come not but to steal, kill, and I'm coming that you might have life. You might have it more abundantly. What wrong with having abundance? You lack for your needle in your car? You got to go about 100 miles and you needle on a quarter of a tank? You can lie and fool yourself and make you think you're going to get there, but you're going to be side of the road, baby. You got to put some fuel in.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Strength. Philippians 4:13. Yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Come on, get that scripture. I can do all things. See, that's an anointing statement.
Yes, sir.
That's a blood and Holy Ghost statement. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes, sir.
Look at Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Be strong in the system. Oh, the Lord. And the power of his might.
Yes.
See, that boldness anointing you're supposed to be wearing. It's not arrogant, it's just no.
Yes.
Now, some people are going to call it arrogant because they don't understand how you're operating.
Yes, sir.
But you know you got power on the inside of you.
Yes.
Power within and power upon.
Yes.
My goodness. If I didn't know how to help myself right now, I'd get in one of my old Baptist mold. But I ain't going now. Too much to be learned.
Yes.
Revelation 12, 10 now should come real to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My pastor is not wasting his time.
I'm listening.
I'm through drifting.
I'm through drifting.
I'm saying I'm through sifting. I'm going to take a whole drink today. You sip coffee and tea, but you drink the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who in y'all need an answer from God today? Well, listen, and you're going to get your answer. God loves you. Say what? God loves you. And he's big enough to do something about it. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Ooh, glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh,
praise his holy name. Woo, something happening to me right now. Woo, I'm so glad I'm here. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. I feel a boldness coming up on me. Everything been blocking me got to move right now. I feel a boldness come on. Look at Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, where we can find mercy and grace to help in the time of need. How we come? Boldly. How can you come to the throne so boldly? I have a right through Christ. I have his word. He told me, he said, let us therefore come boldly. Don't come begging. Don't come bragging. Come bold. Like you got a right to be there. I'm hearing this, and I'm not responsible today. I hear the supernatural flipping in my life. It seems like supernatural pages are being turned in my life right now. Something getting in me. Something getting on me right now that I've never experienced before. But I feel like something flipping on the inside of me. The supernatural, miracles, signs, and wonders. Word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, the Son and the Spirit. They're flipping, special faith. The working of miracles, gifts of healing. They're flipping in me now. Prophesying. Woo, special faith, prophecy, and interpretation. Flipping in me now. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, temperance. They're flipping in me right now. Yeah, I don't know if you can handle this, but I'm about to take over. Every situation in my life, I'm about to reign and rule and regulate everything going in my life through the supernatural power, glory, understanding, the manifold wisdom of God, the unsearchable riches of Christ. I have access and boldness and confidence. It's done now. Come on, son. Receive, receive. I have access, boldness, and confidence right now. Nothing can hold me out. I believe I praise God right now. I think I'll give you something. Stand up, I'm going to prophesy to you now. You did the opposite. Stand up. Now listen, you recall what you want. I want you to catch this. Don't keep looking at and talking about what the enemy is doing. It is time to see and declare what I am doing. I have already told you these days were coming. But I also told you, trust me and glorify my name at all times. No matter what it looked like. Every now and then say hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Got mess all around you. But you still praising him. I'm gonna see what you do with this. Shout! Now listen, now listen. Shout, for this is your day to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Yes, yes. Is your days to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. Yes. These are the days of miracles for you. Yes. Remember, there's no pressure that can stand up to my power. Yes. Good God Almighty.
Listen, I'm prophesying to you.
Yes, sir.
What the Lord told me for this morning service.
Yes, sir.
My sons and daughters, don't rehearse it, but reverse it. Remember, my son have redeemed you from the curse. See yourself dressed in my blessing on purpose at all times. What, you heard that? See yourself dressed in my blessing on purpose all the time. Keep decreeing all of my Father's blessing belong to me. Say it. Wrap your faith with my grace. You are about to step into new places of blessing. I'm going to give you that again. I'm going to give you that again. Wrap your faith with my grace. You are about to step into new places of blessing. Shout, shout, shout. Now let me read this. Let me finish reading it. Then I want you to shout after I read this. Prophetic, I'm telling you something. Just wait a minute, because I want to get this out. Because when you get this out, you're really going to shout. Wait a minute. Let me get it. Shout, shout, shout your praises about the Sheikh Mawau. That's what I say. Thus saith the Lord. Who be it? I be it. Blessings, plural, and all I shall not fall. I will stand in the spirit tall and receive it all to the glory of God. Sit down, let me preach a few more minutes. Blood power and the power of the Holy Ghost connected properly. Conscious. Conception. The soul is discerning between what is morally good or bad. To see completely, to understand, perceive, and comprehend every situation completely, supernaturally. Supernaturally. In time like these, we must not be coward. We must preach the gospel properly. Yes, on your job, your co-workers, the people around you, don't be a coward. Don't let them talk to you about different things going on. Preach the gospel. Come on. Preach the gospel properly.
Yes,
tell them what thus saith the Lord.
Yes,
I don't care how many standing on the other side.
Yes,
you understand me?
Yes,
it's time to preach the gospel properly.
Yes.
Not compromise, I receive. And not compromise.
Yes.
Stop focusing on what the world is doing.
Yes.
And begin to declare by mouth and lifestyle what Jesus has already done by the cross. Life by mouth and lifestyle. Live the life. Talk to life.
Yes.
Walk to life.
Yes.
Wear the life.
Yes.
Great is he that's in me,
yes,
than he that's in the world.
Yes.
I'm called to live holy.
Yes.
I'm called to live a sanctified life.
Yes.
I got a sanctified Christ on the inside of me.
Yes.
I'm not going to let my body run me anymore. My mind not going to run me. The spirit take care of my life. Whatever you're doing wrong, stop it.
Yes.
Don't tell me you don't know it because the Holy Spirit told you.
Yes.
Stop it, because you're going to get caught.
Yes, sir.
See, that's the kind of preacher you need. You don't need a preacher. Are you coming back next Sunday? You don't need that kind of preaching. You yell right now. I ain't preaching about next Sunday. I'm preaching right now. So if you ain't going to be here next Sunday, I'm preaching to you right now. God wants them right now preaching. You don't want no compromise preacher to you. You don't want nobody to make you feel good and your life going to hell. You want somebody to say, hey, you're going wrong. Turn around. God love you. You got the power to do it. You got the strength to break that habit. Stop focusing on what the world is doing and begin to declare by mouth and lifestyle what Jesus has already done by the cross. And let it be known that no power can change it. Jesus, listen to this now. I want you to hear this. Jesus wore the blood bowl in his anointing before the cross.
Yes, sir.
Jesus wore the blood bowl in his anointing. Say blood bowl in his. See, now you think something not cotati, you think something not happening to you, but you're going to leave here with blood boldness. Blood boldness, the blood boldness anointing don't have a level. It's infinitum. Unmeasurable. A blood boldness anointing. You leaving here wearing a blood boldness anointing. You leaving here with the Holy Ghost and Jesus' blood holding hand in your life. Are you leaving here with a Holy Ghost and a blood fence built around you? Let me see if I can get a little closer to you. Your next step gonna be a Holy Ghost step. Yeah. Then the next step gonna be a blood step. Yeah. Nobody can stop the Holy Ghost. Nobody can stop the blood. But your faith by grace got to know that you're wearing it. Yeah. All hell is shut down in your life this morning. All demonic porters that have been coming in you through in your life is shut down this morning. I know how this is going to sound, but it's all right. I spray you with a Holy Ghost horse this morning. I spray every person up in here. You're being sprayed with a Holy Ghost horse this morning, that all the gifts, all the fruits, all of the anointing, all the power, all the glory, all the revelation, all the wisdom, all the grace, all the insight, all the mercy, you need all the forgiveness, all the truth you need right now, flowing on you right now. You're leaving here starting all over fresh again. Forget your past. Don't worry about the future. Dance right now. You might have been made a mistake. Don't go back to that mistake. Don't look ahead what's going to happen next month. Right now. Enjoy your life 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 right now. Satan don't never want you in the present. He always wants you in the past. He always wants you trying to figure something out. What about right now? I'm in the house of the Lord. The man of God is preaching to me. I feel the presence of God. I'm going to shout right now. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what happened last week. I don't care what happened last month. I'm going to tell y'all right now. That's some sad praise. All that said to y'all, that little praise that ain't gonna get it. No, y'all gotta cut up back. Y'all gotta cut. What? Y'all gotta cut up. blessed right now. Tell four people, I'm blessed right now. And say it with some gunk. I'm blessed right now. And then shout about it. Come on. I'm blessed right now. I said, I'm blessed. I receive the seed. I'm blessed right now. Tell, I'm blessed. I'm blessed right now. Tell, I'm blessed right now. Tell somebody else. Tell some, go down the road and find somebody else. Tell them I'm blessed right now. Come on, son. I'm blessed right now. Find somebody else. Tell them. Find them. Tell them. Find them. Tell them. I'm blessed right now. I'm blessed right now. Yes, sir. Stay with it, man. There's more to come. There's more to come. Hey, man, yeah, bring me a check for all my children. See, I want you to give it to them. But Leroy, I know, because he connected, he knew why he's so blessed. Check for my wife and all my children. And he said, me and my wife, we want you to give it to them. I'm gonna hold it a little while. Y'all better treat me right. Tell somebody else I'm blessed. Now, you really wanna shout? See, I got a prophetic anointing on me. You really wanna shout? You gonna shout now. I'm blessed because I'm out of all my mess. Anything been messing, y'all better shout up in here. Everything that been messing with. Everything that's been messing with me, come on, sir. Everything. I receive, sir. Everything that's been, I'm out of all the mess. I'm blessed. I ain't got no mess in my life. Y'all better cut up in here. I don't have no mess in my life. I'm blessed. I receive you, sir. I'm blessed. Receive the seed. Y'all heard my pastor from India?
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you.
He been following 10 years. 15, huh? 15. And preaching everything I preach. And he come from India to be in this service this morning. And you came from Gonzales and you can't shout no better than that. Man. Man. I receive your seed. Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to give you about two more points, then I'm going to close. I've been almost an hour preaching, and you know, I'm going to preach 40 minutes. I'm looking at you because if I see you the same, I'm going to come out there and slap you. Because, you know how many hours I spend to get this type of message? Do you know I don't know what I'm doing? Do you know he get all the glory? But you know, I know when a strong anointing is present. And I know when the Lord is ministering to people. That's online. How many online? 1,017. What a strong anointing. Again, I want to mention my brother from India. I admire him for coming that far to be here and to testify this morning. I'm about to
I'm going to give you some setup for this thing. Make sure you dress for this assignment. Turn to Ephesians. I receive, son. I receive. Make sure you dress for $200. Make sure you dress for this assignment. Why in this blood seal anointing? You got to have a special way you dress. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, there's a certain way you got to dress. You got to wear armor. A spiritual, a supernatural spiritual armor. Come on, daughter. A supernatural spiritual armor. You cannot wear this anointing dress any kind of way. You can't wear it naturally. It's a $100 check I received. You can't wear it naturally. You got to be dressed properly. And I'll give you point two and point three and point four and point five the next round. I ain't going to be able to get to it. All right. Then sometimes I take notes back home. You never hear them. They go, groom. Can I get three hallelujahs?
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Something just left. A baggage you was carrying. Just left. When you say those three hallelujahs, I'm gonna give you a chance again. Some of y'all didn't say nothing. I'm gonna give you a chance. Your bag's still left. See, you never know when an apostolic prophetic word coming out, you don't want to let it pass you because you don't know what the results are. See, when I say three hallelujah, you say, well, he just wants to say three hallelujah. So you say, hallelujah. I might not say nothing. Then I say the end of it. What did I say? Mess just left what I said? Huh? Baggage just left? And so you didn't say hallelujah. I ought not give you another chance. I'm going to give you another chance. Because you still got your baggage. I'm trying to tell you, if you didn't say it, something you carrying, you still got it. And you don't want it. When you're in a real anointing, follow the flow. It's not a feeling, it's a flow. Now I'm going to give you one more chance to get rid of that little sad thing in your life. Say hallelujah three times. I bet everybody said it that time. Now raise your hand and say three, glory to God.
Glory to God! Glory to God! Glory to God!
Here's what he told me to tell you. I heard you. You know what the Lord? It's a known fact, but I heard it just now. I'm out to get you blessed. God out to get me blessed? And you think I'm not going to be blessed? I'm yielding to the blessing of God this morning. Say it.
I'm yielding to the blessing of God this
morning. I'm going to stop fussing at myself. And I'm going to flow with grace. I can't do it myself anyway.
I yield to the Holy Ghost.
It's not by might.
Nor
by power.
It's by His Spirit.
I receive, sir. You understand?
Yes, sir.
$300. You understand? Y'all understand it? I see you. I see you. I see you. $1,000. That's how you're able to walk like that. He always saw it. Come on. I receive you. She always associates a soul. $1,500. I turned one of my boys on to her. She, She good looking and got money. Shh. I ain't let nobody else come up here and get her. That's the right one, eh, Buck? Yeah, that's the right one, right now. My boy locked her down, partner. I talked to him the other day. He said, oh, yeah, it ain't going fine. He's smart. It ain't going fine. That's all. Yes, sir. Boy, you let that girl get out, I'm going to knock you out. Don't let that girl. Hallelujah. How many of y'all got blessed? I'm about to close. Well, you know what I want y'all to do right now? Just flat cut up. Something in the Bible called joy, yeah. Unspeakable, yeah. And full of glory. Yeah. I want every person in here. I want you to leave here knowing you love. Yeah. I don't care who treats you bad. Yeah. Knowing you love. God loves you. Yeah. Jesus loves you. The Holy Ghost loves you. Your pastor loves you. Yes. Pastor White loves you. I got you up every day. One of y'all name coming. So name come float, I take that name. I don't even have to know the name. Lord, bring the name up. I just go and pray over it. You have no idea how covered you are. You're not just a church member. You're a child of the living God. God wants you successful. As a matter of fact, God wants you to have good success. I pronounce good success on every one of you, all the businesses, everybody. I pronounce good success on you. Get ready. Pastor, I pronounce it on you and your congregation for being such a wise man. You're part of LTMA? Give him that information so you can get a hold of it. The only reason he's not a part, he don't know about it. I recommend him. I'm trying to close. See, but my board take care of that. My MVBs take care of the reason that LTMA is not no larger is you don't make it. They turn a lot down. Because they afraid, what's your motive? What you coming here for? I said, sir, I believe you need to go join some other organization. They don't even bring it to me to get they shut them down before they get there. Those of you who are part of LTMA, you better shout. Don't. Those boys will lock you out. We don't let all pastors. We don't let all pastors in. We don't want no competition. We don't want no whorish pastor. No, we don't want it. If you know, them boys said you can't be dragging apostles. You ain't want to live right. Then you won't come in. You won't be the apostle. Don't want to follow order. I had a man walk in one of my meetings. I won't call no name. I love the brother. And them MVBs and all my men start saying, what you want to do with him? Where you want him to say that? Do you want us to put him out? Oh, they're watching, partner. And you got to do that. Anybody here not a member of this church, you're supposed to be a member, come on to the altar.